Good Friday. Good Friday is good. Not because of the cruelty, not because of the betrayal, the mockery, the blood, and the ultimate silence of death. Good Friday is good because of the victory that was won because of their cruelty. Good Friday is a day of profound, devastating love. As we stand in the shadow of the cross this evening, as we have listened to the narrative of the crucifixion, we are often drawn to those dramatic scenes. You know, the betrayal of Judas, the shouting crowds, the brutal soldiers, and the silent, suffering Savior. Yet, standing in the middle of all this is a man sitting on a seat of power, a man trying desperately to maintain control, Pontius Pilate. Pilate represents the ultimate irony of power. He had the authority of Rome backing him up, the power of life and death. Yet he was completely outmaneuvered by fear and political pressure. Pilate knew the truth. He looked at Jesus and he said, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." He knew what was right. He knew that justice demanded Jesus' release. Yet Pilate did not follow justice. He followed self-preservation. When the crowd shouted, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar." Whoa, Pilate's power was being threatened. In that moment, his authority became a hollow shell. He allowed his position to be dictated by the loudest voices rather than the quiet whisper of truth. How often does this scene play out in our lives? Like Pilate, we often find ourselves in positions where we have the power to make the right choice, but we choose the easy way. We fear losing our Caesar's backing, our reputation, our comfort, our standing among friends or colleagues. We wash our hands of difficult situations, pretending that our silence doesn't make us complicit in the injustice. We know the truth. We know what is right. We know what is holy. But we allow the pressure of popular opinion or the fear of conflict to dictate our actions or our inactions. The crowd shouted, "Crucify him," just as the pressures of the world today shout at us to do something, to compromise our faith, to stay quiet, to conform to the culture. Pilate's sin was that he knew what was right, but he lacked the courage to do it. He surrendered his integrity to keep his seat. But in the midst of Pilate's cowardice and the crowd's brutality, we see Jesus. Jesus was not a victim of circumstances. He was not helpless. He surrendered his life because he was strong, not because he was weak. He walked to that cross willingly. He took the place of Barabbas, a man who truly deserved death. And in doing so, he took the place of each of us. We are Barabbas. Good Friday is not just an historical event. It's a current reality. It reminds us that when human power is at its worst, when it is selfish and greedy and cowardly and manipulative, God's love is at its best. God did not sit by idly, no. He entered into our suffering, taking on the consequences of our fallen world. As we leave here tonight, let us not be like Pilate, washing our hands of responsibility while holding on to our own comfort. Let us acknowledge where we have chosen self-preservation over sacrificial love. The cross is the ultimate display of God's love. It is the story of the one who surrendered everything so that we might live. Amen.